dishcloth.
And for drying them.
Yeah. A towel.
And to bathe your face with, you have a
washcloth.
And dry yourself with.
Towel.
And something that you could use if you were going to pour something from a big container and something with a narrow mouth.
A funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you hit them with a
whip.
And if your lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And something that flour used to come in.
Feed sacks. Flour sacks? Yeah, flour sacks.
What about if you bought about 100 pounds, it'd come in a big wooden
barrel?
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
The bands?
Mm-hmm.
Metal bands?
Or another name for them. You know, in basketball.
Rings?
Or you have the
hoops.
Uh-huh. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg, nail keg.
Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg? Or beer keg or anything?
I saw them at the stores. I guess people buy them to go camping
the
with.
Uh-huh. What's the little thing that you turn to get the...
The faucet spigot.
Uh-huh. And out in your yard, what you could hook your hose up to and turn would be a...
The spigot.
And at the sink.
The faucet.
Okay. And... Something that people make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
What else? What about something?
I think some of the sugar is made out of sugar cane.
Uh-huh. What about something thicker than?
Syrup.
Well, thicker than syrup.
No.
Do you ever hear of black strap?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard
of. Do you ever hear of
molasses?
Uh-huh.
No, I've never heard. Well, yeah, on the feed, because some of the feed you buy for your farm animals has molasses in it.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know really what it was made out of.
Do you ever see people make syrup out of...
Yeah.
How would they make it?
Get the juice out of the sugar cane and put it in the pot and cook it, and then you take the thing and rake the skimmings off, and then you pour it into the jars or cans or whatever.
How would they get the juice out?
Well, yeah,
the ones I saw, they had these rollers, and they had the cane rolled through the rollers, and the rollers mashed the juice out into the things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I think, went by tractors, pulled the motors, and some had horses pulling the thing to make the rollers, you know, work to grind the cane and makes it flat when it comes out, like a washing machine roller, kind of.
You know, when the canes had the juice mashed out of it, there's this sort of a...
The ones I saw, they had these roll
cane parts. Uh-huh. Is there a special name for that? That pulp stuff?
They can use it for silage, I think, to feed animals.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called bagasse?
Yes.
And if you bought some syrup or molasses at the store, what would it come in?
A glass jar or a can.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a stand of molasses or stand of lard?
No.
And nowadays, if you bought some things at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Paper bag.
Okay. And is a bag and a sack the same thing to you?
Yeah. Something to carry. I mean,
uh-huh.
You hold or box, bag, sack. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And... The kind of rough bag or sack that feed used to come in?
Feed sacks. Croaker bags.
Uh-huh. Any other names besides croaker bags?
No.
Do you ever hear gunny sack or toe sack?
No.
And if you open a bottle and wanted